Minister of Defense Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith says an American company has been contracted to rehabilitate 13 medical facilities throughout the country. In addition, 12 operating theaters will also be installed to ease the workload in the hospital. The defense minister made the disclosure when he unveiled a rehabilitated block for medical emergency at the 37 military hospital. The facility was refurbished at a total cost of more than 152,000 Ghana cedis, and Ruth Ajelolo was there in his father's report.
The more than 30-bed facility was renovated by Tobinco Pharmaceuticals Limited. Lieutenant General Smith said the facility will go a long way to motivate staff of the hospital to work harder to ensure quality health service delivery. He said most of the structures and facilities at the hospital are very old, dating as far back as World War II, and therefore needed major renovations. He said as a national emergency and disaster center, the 37 military hospital is expected to expand its services to the wider public, and to achieve its objectives, it must have a separate budget to effectively run affairs. He said the hospital currently depends on the budget of the Ministry of Defense and its internally generated fund, which are inadequate. Lieutenant General Smith said government is committed to upgrading all medical facilities throughout the country, and that in the next 4 years, emergency hospitals with modern facilities will be put up in Kumasi to cater for the northern sector. He therefore called on philanthropists and corporate institutions to emulate the gesture of Tobinco Pharmaceuticals Limited to help expand medical facilities to promote high standards in the country's medical institutions. Brigadier General Paul Bonyo of the 37 Military Hospital explained that the emergency unit of the hospital has been decentralized to fulfill its new assignment as a medical emergency and disaster center.
That was Ruth Ajelolo's report.